Declan Ganley, let's go back to you. The point that's being made there. To what degree do you think the euro and European Monetary Union is responsible for the situation Ireland finds itself in now?
Well, it is. Look, we all know we had interest rates in Ireland that were too low for Ireland. It was great for Germany. Germany is a huge exporter. They sold lots of BMWs and Mercs here for the last 10 or 15 years. Nobody was complaining then, and that's fair enough.
Should Ireland leave the euro then? Would that be a sensible next move?
I don't think it would be sensible, but it would be the easiest answer. If we want to quickly pull out of the situation that we find ourselves in, quickly, if you will, devalue to become competitive again, that would be the short-term fix. I don't believe that's the right thing to do, because I do believe that Ireland has a responsibility as a member of the European Union to do the right thing. Now, the problem with that is when I listen to Mr. Verhofstadt talking about more Europe is the answer, and of course that's always their response, what kind of Europe? We hear the European commissioners coming in here and saying Ireland must become a normal tax country in the European context. Well, that normal tax context in the European sense is the context that creates business model refugees. It's why Silicon Valley is filled up with European entrepreneurs who have had to go over there because the model doesn't work. It's exactly why so many euros flooded to Ireland, because those euros couldn't find business models and economies that they wanted to place bets on. They were looking for somewhere that provided higher returns. What does that mean? It means that we need to start to be prepared to take risk again in Europe. And that is something that frightens Brussels. Brussels doesn't like risk. And the fact is that we have to take risks, both economic risk and political risk, if we want the European project to survive and to be worth being a part of. Democracy, we talked about that during the Lisbon referendums. We were lied to. They gave us guarantees on our tax competition position.
I want to bring Verhofstadt back in. You were shaking your head, Mr. Verhofstadt, through much of that.
Yeah, but I'm not asking at all for a raise of taxation in Ireland. I don't think that's even a good measure.
In Belgium, corporation tax, as it stands, is what, 33 pence in the pound, about 33%. But in Ireland, it's 12.5 pence. But
I created, as Prime Minister at that time, different possibilities to lower that taxation.
But doesn't that cause problems?
It's not 12.5%, but never. But it's in any way lower than the 30% in reality. But that's not my point. I'm not asking to raise taxation in Ireland, and I don't think it's really a good measure to take, because you're killing
you don't, okay, you don't want to raise taxation in Ireland.
Economics.
So, sorry, Mr. Verhofstadt, but you don't want to see on this point of, you know, the money, the financial support that will be offered with strict conditions attached. What should those conditions be?
Conditions to really change and reform certainly the banking sector. That's very clear. And if you can make one criticism to the European Union, then it is that she has not launched a European rescue program for the banking sector right from the beginning of the financial crisis. You know, in October 2009, we had the start of this, 2008, we had the start of this financial crisis, and at that moment, we needed a European rescue plan. And okay, if we had approved such a European rescue plan, we had no problems today in Ireland. So it is more Europe that is the solution for Ireland, and not less Europe.